Chapter 12. Gyud. Using the Gyud method, I will bring you into a special state of consciousness, Naya began to explain. And I will give you a special affirmation. When you put the index finger and thumb of your left hand together and say, Om Ram, you will enter a deepened state in which you can give yourself any attitude. For example, you will be able to fall asleep for 5 minutes and quickly rest. Feel a burst of strength. Or, let's say you will get an answer to a question that has been tormenting you. Or you will enter a strong and harmonious state before an important meeting with business partners. Or you will turn on your intuition and you will feel whether a person is lying or telling the truth. You can indoctrinate yourself in sensitivity to pain, but it is dangerous because you can burn your hand putting it on the stove and not even notice it. In general, having mastered this method, you will be able to set yourself any goal and quickly achieve it. Could you, for example, set yourself the goal of learning English quickly? Arthur asked. Yes, of course, Naya nodded. Very often our subconscious itself prevents us from doing something, limits our energy, makes us sleepy, or distracts us with impulses of hunger, sex, unhealthy hyperactivity, or, on the contrary, morbidity, which makes it difficult for a person to concentrate and achieve a goal. And here, you program it yourself, and it begins to help you to realize the task at hand. Up to the disclosure of magical and psychic abilities, the ones you have. However, not all people can equally immerse themselves in the subconscious. Some people have a phenomenal ability to see without the help of their eyes, while others are limited to their well-being and psychological mood. Everything depends on a person's hypnotizability.
And how can we get out of this state?
Ruslan decided to clarify, having listened attentively to the mentor's explanations. To get out of this state, you open your fingers and say, Amen.
And if I forget? Arthur asked worriedly.
It's all right, Naya reassured him. Then you will fall asleep and then wake up. That's what happens with any hypnotic session. If you don't bring a person out of it, a person just falls asleep and then wakes up on their own. In general, all parents need to know the Gyud method to help their children. As soon as the child is able to understand human speech, at about 7 years old, they can be hypnotized. For example, to relieve fright if they were bitten by a dog, or to cure bedwetting, sleepwalking, to remove fears, insecurity, to remove mental trauma or anxiety, which often adults themselves instill, scaring the baby or saying, you are small, you will not succeed. Unconsciously, even without hypnosis, they set the kid up with a lot of attitudes, sometimes very harmful, which cripple the kid's psyche, and then wonder why the kid is sick, does not obey, does not learn well, why the kid has psychological problems. All this happens because of thoughtless indoctrination, and adults would have to know how it all works, and how to remove negative attitudes afterwards. A child is very suggestible, hypnotizable, and instead of putting them in a corner, frightening them, depriving them of love or their favorite toy, or even feeding them with neuroleptics or tranquilizers, you can just hold a session of Gyud. Or simply, lovingly, stroke the head to give the right attitudes. It's especially bad when there are contradictory attitudes going on. For example, Dad says, don't be a coward and bravely take on the task. And Mom says, what are you going to do? Didn't you think that you were still small and you won't be able to do it? This is how neuroses, mental deviations, and, as a consequence, diseases arise.
Listening to you, I just wonder how parents are allowed to have children without special training. After all, this is how many maimed destinies, Arthur said emotionally.
Of course, Naya confirmed. But what I told you is only 1% of bad parenting, and it brings a lot of pain and grief, loss and disappointment. From it grows crime, alcoholism, drug addiction. And when it concerns millions of people, it leads to wars, revolutions, pogroms, violence, and destruction of all achievements of civilization. Therefore, instead of useless study of algebra, trigonometry, valencies, and the structure of the atomic nucleus,
People should be taught psychology, suggestion, hypnosis, principles of healthy lifestyle, and other important disciplines directly related to real life already at school. By the way, this was the case in ancient times. People were trained in just such disciplines. To this day, people in Tibet are still trained in astrology and Tibetan medicine, and also religion. After all, in any religion, there are all these things about correct suggestion, psychology, revealing abilities, harmonious relationships in the family. But it is a pity that modern priests do not know it. They learn 6 dead languages, conduct services in a language not understandable to modern people, and are far from what they do. Hence the spiritlessness of modern society, and the abundance of so-called sects that these priests fight against. But how can sects not arise? After all, they carry the knowledge that should be carried by the ministers of the cult. And people are hungry for true knowledge. And instead of the priests themselves learning esotericism, they act by political methods, simply seeking to ban everything, vilify and intimidate the people. Arthur and Ruslan listened attentively to the tutor, fully sharing her regret about the lack of proper education and upbringing in society.
Naya, thank you so much for agreeing to give us a session and putting positive attitudes in our heads.
Ruslan thanked the tutor enthusiastically.
This is important for us and will help us a lot in our business endeavor.
Naya nodded, accepting the gratitude. Let's get started on getting the key, she said, and nodded at the 2 wide couches along the wall. Lie down and relax. The friends took a horizontal position, and Naya began to immerse them in a special state using the Gyud method. When Ruslan and Arthur fell into hypnosis, the tutor gave them necessary affirmations, and then quickly brought them out of that state. Now sit up, she said cheerfully when the boys woke up and came to their senses. Let's try it. The friends sat up and looked at Naya, intrigued. Put your thumb and forefinger together, she commanded, and say, Om Ram. When he did as the tutor had said, Arthur immediately fell into a trance-like state of half-sleep. He was aware of where he was and what he was doing, but his perception was muffled, as if he was immersed in himself. The boy decided to give himself the attitude that he would now hold himself together no matter what happened. In a firm and determined voice, he said to himself, I always keep my composure. I am the master of my will. At the same moment, he felt an invisible rod of confidence and peace appear in him, as if it were rooted somewhere inside, where everything is calm and harmonious, and a storm may rage around him, but it does not affect him. Feeling the change, he opened his fingers and said, Amen, and smoothly returned to his normal state. Ruslan did not manage to enter the same state right away. Naya said that he was less hypnotizable, so she promised to give him more sessions, after which he would also receive the key. The friends thanked Naya once again for her invaluable help and happily went away to do the good deeds assigned by Prajna.
Do you want to know more? Watch the animated masterpiece that reveals the mysteries of humanity. Discover more sacred knowledge in books. You can meet the main characters of books at our seminars. Find your amulet of power. Participate in an individual ritual. Open free channel with daily spiritual practices for yourself. All these you will find on our website www.amazon1.org.